Good morning. My name is Piper Toyama, and I currently serve as president of the Honpahongaji Mission of Hawaii, an association of 34 Jodo-shin Buddhist temples throughout the state of Hawaii. And I'm also a member of Jikoen Honganji Buddhist Temple in Kalihi. Before I begin, I want to thank Mu'ili'ili Honganji Temple for allowing me to share my thoughts with you today. This morning, I would like to reflect on a set of questions that I have struggled with from when I was in high school. I remember very clearly writing the questions over and over in the journals I kept nearly 60 years ago. And these were the questions. What is the purpose of my life? Why was I given the gift of life? How do I give meaning to my life? I searched for answers in various places. I looked for them in St. Columba's Episcopal Church when I lived in Pauilo on the Big Island, and in the halls of the University of Massachusetts when I was a student. I looked for them in the Kendo Dojo of Hilo Honganji, and in many books, many, many books. I looked for answers in Dharma messages by Honganji ministers, and I looked for answers in my innermost being. The answers I found evolved and changed. Sometimes the answers seemed so clear and simple, and I was sure I found what I was looking for. Other times I was unsure of what to believe. So where am I in my search? Well, that is what I want to share with you this morning. I've learned that with the gift of my life came three precious life forces that are constantly at work in my daily life. The first life force is awareness. I was given the gift of physical awareness, which is the result of all that I take in with my physical senses. I have emotional awareness that comes from my intuitive feelings. And I have spiritual awareness, the knowledge that there is a universal, compassionate presence that embraces me just as I am. I call this presence Amida Buddha. The second life force is gratitude. It comes to me in the sound Namo Amida Butsu. The voicing of the name of the Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu, flows through me in the instant that I realize how fortunate I am in this life, how the causes and conditions of the universe have conspired to place me in this very moment, how I am embraced by the beauty that surrounds me, by the people who love me and whom I love, and by the loving compassion of the universe that is beyond my comprehension. In that instant, the only response that can come from my innermost being is the sound of thank you. And for Jodo-shin Buddhists, that sound of gratitude is Namo Amida Butsu. So the life force of gratitude is Namo Amida Butsu. The third life force is kindness. It is the force that gives me courage to share and receive kindness. However, the problem with the word kindness is that clear images of what it means do not always come to mind, and I'm not sure of how to express it. So I use this list that the former Gomonshu Koshin Otani presents in his book, The Buddha's Wish for the World. These seven gifts offer me well-defined pictures of what kindness looks like. 1. The gift of gentle eyes that look at others kindly. 2. The gift of a smile. 3. The gift of words that show I care. 4. The gift of respect and friendship. 5. The gift of a heart full of love that touches others. 6. the gift of a place to rest for one who is tired. And 7, the gift of the warmth of physical, emotional, or spiritual shelter for one who is suffering. So whenever I hear or use the word kindness, I think of the 7 gifts. So the word has immediate and clear meaning for me. Let me return to the 3 life forces of awareness, gratitude, or Namo Amida Butsu, and kindness. I see them at work in my life at all times, and each is interdependent one upon another. When I give myself to these forces, when I am aware that which is given to me, when Namo Amida Butsu comes to my lips in the moment I am awakened to the great love that holds me, when the force of loving kindness manifests itself in acts of thoughtfulness and compassion, then I become, and here I quote from Bishop Eric Matsumoto's New Year's message, then I become, quote, that evidence that Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion are indeed true and real and working in this world, unquote. So what does the 3 life forces have to do with the questions of meaning and purpose in my life? To me, the purpose of my life is to be that evidence of the working of the Buddha's compassion by allowing awareness, Namo Amida Butsu, and kindness to be a part of every action of my life, every day of my life, and thus making the world a more gentle and loving place. But, as we all know, this is not possible. I'm a flawed being with very human weaknesses, and my wife will surely attest to this fact. Ego, driven fear, envy, anger, and ignorance are at work in my life. With the gift of life came not only the 3 life forces, but also my powerful ego. That is why I am unable to offer myself to the 3 life forces every minute of every day. Fear, envy, anger, and ignorance pull me away from awareness, Namo Amida Butsu, and kindness. I believe this is what it means to be my human self. If this is what it means to be alive, then am I destined never to fulfill my purpose, never to have a meaningful life? For me, the answer to this dilemma has been the spiritual path of Jodoshin Buddhism. It is a path that energizes the life forces. It has given me the spiritual energy to deal with my fears, my envy, my anger, and my ignorance. The Jodoshin Buddhist path has supported me in 2 specific ways. One, it teaches me to reflect and see when and how my ego creates obstacles to allowing the life forces into my life. Simply by recognizing my selfish ego at work, I weaken its power to disrupt the expression of awareness, Namo Amida Butsu, and kindness. The second support that the Jodoshin Buddhist path has provided me is the warm and caring interactions with my fellow Jikoen temple members. These relationships, along with the rituals of our Sunday services, Reverend Shindo Nishiyama's Dharma messages, and the shared work that sustains our temple, are powerful and energizing experiences to expressing the life forces. In these ways, Jodoshin Buddhism and Jikoen allow me to pursue my purpose, however imperfect my pursuit is. Let me conclude with this thought. Awareness, Namo Amida Butsu, and kindness are inseparable. They are each a part of a whole and cannot be experienced one without the others. When you embrace one, you embrace all. So, I invite you to join me to be aware, to be Namo Amida Butsu, and to be kind. And let us make this world more gentle. Thank you for letting me share my thoughts.